and welcome to the Catholic News Update for Tuesday, the 20th of December. A Filipino archbishop has urged the world to pray and give for the thousands of families affected by the flooding in his homeland. The death toll now stands at 700, with a further 800 people unaccounted for. Monsignor Antonio Ledesma is the Archbishop of Cagayan de Oro, one of the cities most affected by Typhoon Wasi, last Saturday. Most of the victims have been children. Hundreds of unidentified bodies have been buried in mass graves because of fear of epidemics. In his Angelus address on Sunday, the Pope mentioned the dead and the thousands of homeless people. Over the next few days, parishes across the country will collect aid and hold prayer vigils for the affected communities. Pope Benedict has received a very special Christmas visit. Some children from Catholic Action paid him a visit and have brought him his first Christmas gifts. One child said, "In our hearts, your words resonate with your invitation for us to be closer friends with Jesus." The Pope said to the children, "Always be alert to those who need your help. Do as Jesus, who would not ignore anyone with problems, but he always received them, sharing their difficulties and giving them strength and peace of God." The children sang for the Pope, as well as giving him a basket of candy and books that they use in the catechism. The death of North Korean dictator Kim Jong-il may be the beginning of a turning point for the path of the reunification of the Koreas, the president of the South Korean Bishops' Conference said. Bishop Peter Kang of Jeju told the FIDES news agency that because the dictator's successor, Kim Jong-un, is only 30, there was a chance of greater openness in the repressive state where Christians are violently persecuted. There is the possibility that there is a settling time before having a defined stability because the new leader, Kim Jong-un, is very young. He has no political experience and does not seem to have the Korean people's confidence, the bishop said. And Pope Benedict has advanced the sainthood causes of Blessed Marianne Cope of Molokai and Blessed Kateri Takakwitha. He also formally recognized the martyrdom of 64 victims of the Spanish Civil War and advanced the causes of 18 other men and women. During a meeting yesterday with Cardinal Angelo Amato, prefect of the Congregation for Saints' Causes, the Pope signed the decrees recognizing the miracles needed for the canonizations of Blesseds Marianne and Kateri. Before a date is set for the canonization ceremonies, there must be an ordinary public consistory, a formal ceremony opened and closed with prayer, during which cardinals present in Rome express their support for the Pope's decision to create new saints. Blessed Marianne, who worked as a teacher and hospital administrator in New York, spent the last 30 years of her life ministering on the Hawaiian island of Molokai to those with leprosy. She died on the island in 1918 at age 80 and was beatified in St. Peter's Basilica in 2005. Blessed Kateri, known as the Lily of the Mohawks, was born to a Christian Algonquin mother and a Mohawk father in 1656 in upstate New York along the Hudson River. She was baptized by a Jesuit missionary in 1676 when she was 20, and she died in Canada 4 years later. In June 1980, she became the first Native American to be beatified. And that's today's Catholic News Update. Thanks for listening. Speak to you again tomorrow. God bless.